With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A U.S. and Tehran holding more nuclear talks. There's a confidential report from the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog that it says is a very serious concern. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
A confidential report from the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium, enriched to near weapons-grade levels. The report says that as of May 17th, Iran amassed 408.6 kilograms, or 900.8 pounds of uranium, enriched to up to 60%. That's an increase of almost 50% since the UN nuclear watchdog's last report in February. Weapons-grade level is 90% enrichment. The report says that Iran is now the only non-nuclear weapon state to produce such material. I'm Donna Warder.
Majority of likely U.S. voters approving handily of President Trump's job performance. Data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, shows a very strong 53% approval for Mr. Trump's performance. Well, the president says he's going to double the tariff rate on steel to 50%.
We are going to be imposing a 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States. Nobody's going to get around that.
Mr. Trump was addressing a large crowd in Pennsylvania. Upper-level winds have been pushing Canadian wildfire smoke into the northern U.S. Air quality alerts in effect for much of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and parts of Michigan. This is SRN News. Astrology is beginning to draw a lot of Christians in these days.
Trying to predict the future by interpreting the position of the heavenly bodies is condemned repeatedly in the Bible, but a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 27% of religiously affiliated Americans say they believe in astrology. That includes 19% of white evangelicals, 25% of white mainline Protestants, and 34% of black Protestants. Women are more likely than men to believe in astrology, liberals more than conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical pastors in Venezuela providing spiritual guidance in slums affected by crime, drug addiction, and a lot of gangs. But their task has proven challenging amid a 12-year crisis stemming from a drop in oil prices, corruption, and mismanagement by the government. Clergymen there encourage gang members, though, to embrace the gospel and start their lives over with Christ. This is SRN News. The investigation underway now following the arrest of an immigrant man in Wisconsin. He had allegedly threatened to kill President Trump. We have more on this story now from correspondent Jennifer King.
Announcing the arrest of 54-year-old Raymond Morales Reyes, a dishwasher in Milwaukee, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted a picture of a handwritten letter saying Reyes had threatened to kill the president at one of his rallies before returning to Mexico. The story received a flood of media attention, but a source tells the AP that investigators actually believe Reyes never wrote the letter and may have been framed so that he'd get arrested and deported before he could testify at a July trial as the victim of assault. The Department of Homeland Security says the investigation into the threat is still ongoing, but Reyes is in the country illegally and has a criminal record, so they say he will remain in custody. He has a court date in Chicago next week. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at srnnews.com.